بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, we'll be talking about and reminding ourselves about the beauties, the blessings, and the teachings that come to us in Islam about this month, the month of Shahr Ramadan. I recall that once we had someone who was learning about Islam. It was the month of Ramadan. He liked Islam so much, and he liked the teachings, and he wanted to attend our class that we had for the children in our mosque. And he used to come and sit right next to me. I had many children of different ages, but he was much older. Some people thought maybe he was a teacher there. He was sitting beside me, and he was listening to everything. As I was teaching the children, you could see him leaning forward, trying to make sure he heard everything, understood everything, and he would smile. Then as we went down to pray, we entered the masala area of the mosque. I told him, "I have a question for you." He said, "What? Do you really believe there's only one God?" He said, "I absolutely believe that there's only one God, and He has no partners, just like you do." I said, "Okay. And who is Muhammad?" He said, "Muhammad is the messenger of Almighty God." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "I'm positive." I said, "Well, I have another question for you. But before I ask the question, I want you to go take a drink of water. Go to the water fountain and take a drink of water. Then come back and I'll ask the question." He said, "Why?" I said, "Just go to the water fountain and get a drink. We'll be here." He left and he went toward the drinking fountain. I began talking to the children, and the man came back to me again. He said, "Okay, what's the question?" I said, "You sure you're ready?" He said, "I'm ready." I said, "Okay. Do you accept Islam as your way of life? Do you accept to believe in Allah and His angels? Do you accept to believe in the books and the prophets? Do you accept to believe in the Day of Judgment? And the Qadr of Allah, the predestination?" He said, "Yes, I do, absolutely." I said, "Do you accept to begin to learn how to pray, do the salawat al-khams 5 times a day? He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Do you also accept to pay the zakah on your money?" He said, "Yes, of course." I said, "Do you accept to fast the month of Ramadan?" He said, "Of course I do." I said, "And Hajj?" He said, "As soon as I could, I would do it." "You would go for the pilgrimage to Mecca?" "Yes, I will, I will." I said, "Okay. Then would you like to do the Shahada?" He said, "Yes, I'm waiting for you to say this." I said, "Okay, come with me." And we went to the front of the masjid, right in front of everybody, just before the prayer, just before the imam came to lead the Salat al-Dhuhr. And I said, "Everybody come and listen." I said, "What is it?" I said, "This man wants to say something." He said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness. There is none to worship except Allah. He has no partners. And I bear witness. Muhammad is His messenger." And he entered Islam. And the people were saying, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah." And they were hugging him. And they were so happy. And he was crying. And they were crying. After the salah, I gave a short talk that I like to give anytime people enter Islam, explaining the beauties of coming into Islam and making sure he understands that this is going to be a test for you. Making sure that he understands that there will be difficulties, but Allah will make it easy for you. But you will be tested in everything. And be sure to hold tight to your belief and hold tight to the actions of Islam. He said, "Okay, I accept all of this." And then finally, after the prayer, after we got through with everything, he turned to me and he said, "Sheikh Yusuf, I want to ask you a question." I said, "Yes, what is your question?" He said, "Why did you make me go to the drinking fountain and take a drink of water before you asked me the question?" I smiled and I told him, "I did that because if you accept Islam, that you would be fasting. And I didn't want you to have to start fasting with an empty stomach. So if you took a drink of water, then you entered Islam, you would be in better shape. He smiled and he said, you know what? I knew that. I knew that's why you did it. That's why I did not take a drink of water, because I didn't want to break the fast. So beautiful. People enter into Islam. When you see this beauty in their face, in their smile, in their eyes, it's really something. And we've come to the end of this episode. But for more of this, visit our website, www.ramadanreminders.com. Until then, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان.